The Arizona game, the person who caught the ball got 1 foot down and then was pushed out of bounds. Well, at the time, the rule was if you could get both feet down without being pushed out, they counted it. And it was just a judgment call from the referee. So they basically were saying he could have gotten 2 feet down, but he was pushed before he had the chance to do so.
Oh, he could have.
Could have.
Interesting.
And now the rule is you don't get 2 feet down. That is not a catch. So the Vikings would have won that game had it been played today. Now, in the case with the Falcons overtime game, the Vikings lost the game in overtime. The Falcons got the kick, moved down the field, kicked a field goal to win the game. Well, today the overtime rules are you have to score a touchdown first. If you go for a field goal, the other team gets a possession, gets a chance to at least tie it up. And in that day, it was just sudden death. Now, I'm not saying the Vikings would have won, but they would have had a chance to win. So
potentially, Anderson might not have been the only person who was blamed on this.
Exactly, exactly. So speaking of losers, let's talk about the
I like that segue.
Let's talk about the Minnesota Timberwolves. I mean, we had a decent team in the late 90s with Kevin Garnett and Sam Cassell and Latrell. I can't feed my children Sprewell, if you'll remember that. He turned Latrell Sprewell, just to put a little context in this, is not the smartest man in the world. He turned down an $8 million a year contract from the Minnesota Timberwolves, saying that it was insulting to him, and he, quote, had to feed his family. So he wanted more money out of the Timberwolves. The irony is, nobody else in the league paid him. He never played again.
Well, you know, his kids do have a very specific diet. They have to eat Rolls Royces. They devour them.
Yes.
Nothing else will do.
No, nothing will do. So anyway, so this is an interview with David Kahn. This was a summer league game. Now, David Kahn was the president of Minnesota Timberwolves basketball operations. He just recently got fired, and one of ours, Flip Saunders, has taken over. But this is Chris Webber, who is a great NBA player, talking with David Kahn about Darko Milicic. Now, Darko was a big underachieving player, number two pick overall, not by the Timberwolves, but by the Detroit Pistons, just really underachieved throughout his entire career. But David Kahn thought he could save it. Where he really starts to push Chris Webber's buttons is he's starting to compare Darko to Chris Webber. And Chris Webber doesn't like it. Take a listen.
Great chance of being our starting center.
Yeah, and I asked that question, you know, not thinking of him the way that you did, but one thing that, you know, every guy that's played this game knows is that all it takes is for someone to believe in you and put you in a position for success. So I'll definitely be looking forward to watching his growth with you guys this year.
Well, and I think that your career is somewhat indicative. I mean, what year was it that you really felt like you kind of felt like you were in your own in the league?
Yeah, I'm not really sure, but we're not talking about me and Darko at the same time. No.
But not until you got to Sacramento. Did your career take off?
Well, I don't want to talk about me. We're talking to you, and we're not going to talk about me and Darko in the same sentence.
I'm not suggesting, Chris, that your career
mirrored
it. I know,
I'm just joking, David.
But it
come
takes
on,
time for some of these guys. You know, everybody's so
it does.
Impatient.
And the fact that he's young and the fact that he's tall, it's just, you know, you just want to know. When other teams have given up on a guy kind of or not played them for reasons or behind the scenes, we don't know. And so just want to know what it was with him that you saw, and definitely be looking forward to seeing that this year.
Do you think stability and belief is the missing ingredient? Are the missing ingredients?
And I think style of play. I think he bought in. He, you know, the type of game that Kurt plays for some people is hard to kind of pick up. We play a lot of elements of the triangle, and a lot of the things that, you know, Chris's team ran in Sacramento had some of those elements. It took Darko 2 days to pick up what many of the players needed literally 2 months to pick up.
The NBA will be watching. David, we appreciate the time. David Kahn, president of basketball operations for the Minnesota Timberwolves.
Thank you very much for having me.
Kind of us to join us here at the Cox Pavilion.
Good luck.
Your T-Wolves up by one here in the second quarter. Back with more after this.
That is, that's just one of my favorite. I use that line around my friends all the time.
Good luck.
Good luck. You just say it like that, like it's not going to happen. And Chris Webber was exactly right. I mean, David Kahn left the team pretty much in shambles, and we'll see if Flip can turn it around. We'll get positive now. We're done going down Loserville Lane. I tell you what we will do, though. We're going to take a break here in just a moment, but I do want to just tease what we have coming up. We're going to do a little thing called Christmas in July, which is going to be a lot of fun. It's old athletes of yesteryear singing Christmas carols together. It's really kind of cute. And then we're going to take a look at a couple of old sports commercials and talk about a couple of legendary announcers, Halsey Hall and Ray Scott. So please stick around. You are listening to KLBB. This is Flashback Twin Cities, the show that looks at media of yesteryear here in our local community. This is Jack Stallman filling in for Tom Osmond alongside Tom. We're glad to be here. KLBB. Stay tuned. Welcome back. You are listening to Flashback Twin Cities, the show that takes a look at media of yesteryear here and right in our backyard in the Twin Cities. Today, this is Jack Stallman filling in for Tom Osmond, who is on vacation. Although, I should make it a little more polished. He's on assignment.
Yeah, we know what that means.
I think yesterday he was like at Disneyland or something like that. He's doing something fun.
Isn't he in California?
Yeah, yeah. So he's on assignment. That's what we'll go with. He's on assignment out there. Thank you for tuning in. Happy Saturday to you. Happy 4th of July weekend. Along for the ride. Steering the ship, Tom here producing. Glad to have you. Thanks for having me in again.
I'm happy to have you here.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm here for you, buddy.
I appreciate that. Last segment, I got a little negative, and we're gonna get out of that right now with something I like to call Christmas in July. It was in the late 80s. I think this was in 87 or 88. A local TV station put together, and what's so great about this is it cannot be, like we were talking about earlier, things that can't be recreated. I don't think they can recreate this, because this was the era where, you know, athletes would just kind of do things. They were more accessible. You could get to them. They were making million, but not millions.
They weren't quite prima donnas just yet.
Just yet. I mean, some of them were. But this is Viking players, Minnesota North Star players, Twins players, the whole gamut of local sports teams singing a Christmas carol. You'll even catch a glimpse of Clem Haskins, the Gopher basketball coach, in there. And we might get to talking about him in a second. Here it is. Merry Christmas to you in July.
Watch out, you better not cry, you better not pout, I'm telling you why. Santa Claus is coming to town.
As Wade Wilson.
He's making a list, and he's checking it twice.
Going to find out who's naughty or nice.
Santa Claus is coming to town.
He sees you when you're sleeping, he knows when you're awake.
He knows when you've been bad or good, so be good for goodness sake.
Oh! You better watch out. You better not cry.
Kirby.
You better not pout. I'm
Kirby.
Telling you why.
Kirby,
Santa Claus is coming to town.
That's right, boys and girls. Santa will be visiting your house tonight. Merry Christmas. Ho, ho, ho.
So there we have it. Merry Christmas to you in July. A little 1980s. A lot of different athletes there. If you look it up, online, you had Kirby Puckett. We had Mike Modano in there, Clem Haskins, some really great things. And you know what? The funny part about Clem Haskins being in this is the line that he had was naughty or nice. Going to find out who's naughty or nice.
Mm-hmm.
And fast forward a few years later, the Minnesota Gophers got in that academic scandal.
Oh yeah.
Where we had to relinquish our Final Four banner. And so I guess that was just a little foreshadowing, I think, of what was to come.
We found out.
We found out which he was, naughty or nice. So that was kind of fun. It's good to look back at that, a little Christmas tribute, something that probably won't ever happen again, getting all of those people into the same thing.
I guess I can see now why they weren't singers.
Right, yeah.
Their talents lie elsewhere.
Yeah, and if you could see their faces, I mean, they were just – in fear of what was, you know, because they didn't know what speed. I'm sure they just handed him a microphone and said, will you just sing a couple bars of, you know, this Christmas Carol?
Yeah.
And the poor organist had to, like, speed up, yeah, slow down, depending on depending on who was singing. But, you know, sometimes the worse you are at those things, the better. It's kind of funny and charming. It gives you a little character. So there you go. Merry Christmas to you here on this 4th of July weekend. 4th of July weekend for me means fireworks, friends, and good old-fashioned beverages. And so it would be a shame if we didn't look back at some of the old beer commercials of yesteryear and Twins commercials. And the first one we're going to play for you is from 1965. We're going way back in the vault. It's a Hams beer commercial with Halsey Hall and Ray Scott. Now, to put this all in perspective for you, Halsey Hall was the Minnesota Twins baseball announcer from their origination here in 1961 through the 70s. And he actually originated the phrase, little known fact, that he originated the phrase, holy cow, as a baseball announcer. And so a lot of people attribute that to Harry Carey, but that's a Halsey Hall thing. And Ray Scott also did some Twins baseball announcing. So he was a Minnesota guy. He passed away in Minneapolis, 1998, I think. But for Packer fans here on the other side of the river, or in the side of the river, whichever, there's a lot of Packer fans out there, Ray Scott was the announcer for the first two Super Bowls in CBS, which is really cool. And he was the Packers' local announcer for many, 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 many years. So here's a great beer commercial in which Halsey Hall pours beer worse than any bartender I've ever seen in my life. You won't be able to see it, but you can hear them laughing at the end. Here it is, the Hams beer commercial in 1965.
Well, I discovered that our friend Halsey Hall not only knows his baseball, but he also draws a mighty fine glass of beer.
Ah, you betcha, Raymond, my boy. I was once voted Honorary Bartender of the Month, you know. It's an honor they don't just pass on to anybody.
Well, next time you stop in at your neighborhood tavern, ask your favorite bartender to draw you a Hams. Big, fresh taste, deep and icy, light and easy on your thirst. And you know, there's nothing quite like the taste of good draft beer. Fresh, clean.
There they lose it. He's got beer dripping down his hand.
I went as far as I could. You see it running.
Yeah, well, does he have to pick it up and hold it out over the floor?
So now, today we've found out why athletes are athletes and not singers, and we found out why legendary broadcaster Halsey Hall was an announcer and not a bartender. It was literally the worst pour. No tilted glass.
Nope.
Just poured it right over it, so it just foams up immediately. It's all over Halsey Hall's hands, and he has to hand it to this guy who's doing a commercial. Poor Ray Scott's doing a commercial, has to hold the beer up. It's just got to be just wet, suds everywhere.
There's about a Dixie cup worth pouring out of there.
The other cool thing about watching that commercial, and that is on Tom's website, tcmedianow.com. If you go there, you can check out just about everything we do on the show is on that website, tcmedianow.com. And you can just look through all the cool stuff that that Tom has amassed there. And that one, you can search either Hams Beer Commercial, Halsey Hall, or Ray Scott, and you'll find it. And the other cool thing about watching it, that radio doesn't really do justice, is it was edited on the fly. So they had basically a 3 or 4 camera shot, which is not how it's done anymore. Now you do a 1 camera shot, shoot it many, many times, make it look just perfect, and then take it to the editing room, keep what you can, you know, you take your best options. But that one was just done on the fly, 4 different cameras. So it's kind of cool to watch if you're a video nut and you like to see how it was done back in the day, because they just did 1 take. Whatever take was good enough,
that's your winner.
They just kept it. They just kept it. So that was a great one. I'm glad Tom could find it for us. Now we'll fast forward a few years and get out of the beer commercials and into the Twins commercials. Now, the Twins had a great run in the 60s into the early 70s. Pretty good squad between 1964 and 73. And then after that, there's really a dark era of Minnesota baseball for about 12 years that wasn't very good. And in 1979, the Minnesota Twins traded Rod Carew to the what was then called the California Angels. Now, Rod Carew had won 8 batting titles. 8 batting titles. To put it in perspective, our beloved Joe Mauer has won 3. And he's one of the best players I've ever seen live. I mean, he's a fantastic player. He's one of us. He's a St. Paul boy, so of course I love him. But 8 batting titles, Twins traded him away. They had a major PR problem. You tell me if it shows in this commercial from 1975 to get people to the ballpark.
You know, ever since I came home to Minnesota, I've been hearing how the Twins are hurting without Carew. Well, don't count on it. Guys like Erickson, Goltz, and Marshall have given us some of the best pitching we've had in years. New guys like Landreau and Jackson have already helped us. And Roy Smalley's become a star. Sure, a lot of people have written us off.
Well, that's okay.
Right, because now we've got something to prove.
Tell them like it is, Coos.
Right, right.
The Minnesota Twins. This year, we've got something to prove.
I mean, is that an inspiring tagline? I mean, if you're thinking about buying maybe a season ticket package, is that something that...
We've got something to prove?
We've got something to prove here. Not we're going to be good.
That kind of means we're just not doing so hot.
We're not doing so hot. They had some major problems there spiraling out of control. Do we have the... can I put you on assignment for a moment? Do you have the Harry Carey one?
Sure do.
Oh, great, great, great. Let's... I think we should probably wrap with that, considering we gave a little shout-out to Harry Carey here with the Halsey Hall talk. This is a great bit. For those who like the Lumineers and the song Ho Hey, somebody went on the YouTubes and edited it up. So it's Will Ferrell playing Harry Carey. So bear with me for a moment. Will Ferrell playing Harry Carey saying hey instead of the ho and hey in Lumineers. And just take a quick listen here. It's gold.
I've been trying to do it right.
Hey.
I've been living a lonely life.
Hey.
I've been sleeping here instead.
Heck.
I've been sleeping in my bed.
Hey.
I've been sleeping in my bed.
Hey. Hey. Hey.
So show me family.
Hey.
All the blood that I will bleed.
Hey.
I don't know where I belong. I don't know where I went wrong.
Hey!
But I can write a song.
Hey!
I belong with you. You belong with me and my sweet
hot dogs.
I belong with you. You belong with me and my sweet.
Hey! Hey! Hey!
There it is. I just think it's a thing of beauty. And I think it's a great way to end the sports show. I really appreciate everybody having me in here. It's been a lot of fun to do it for you. This is KLBB Flashback Twin Cities, usually hosted by the brilliant Tom Osman, who amasses this beautiful database of information all on local media. It's tcmedianow.com. If you ever want to check that out, all one word, tcmedianow.com. You can find just about everything we played, the last one we played from YouTube, but just about everything else right there. Great stuff. You got big plans for the rest of the weekend here, my boy?
Oh, not a chance. I'm going to relax. I'm going to love it. And side note, Will Ferrell got his job on Saturday Night Live because he did such a good Harry Carey impersonation. That was his audition.
Really?
He did.
Well, you know, he does such a good Harry Carey that nobody even impersonates Harry Carey anymore.
You can't.
They impersonate Will Ferrell impersonating Harry Carey.
That's true.
All right. Well, thank you very much. Happy Saturday to everybody. Happy holiday weekend. Really had a lot of fun here. You are listening to KLBB. Have a good one.